What's the main objective when presenting an oral defense? Hello and welcome to In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org, and today is May 31st, 2021. Today I want to talk about the main purpose of presenting an oral defense. Today we are basically concluding a 16-week course doing research, providing or designing and creating a thesis paper around a specific problem that relates to applied linguistics. And we've completed the paper, and now we are trying to include the key points from that thesis paper into a 20-minute presentation, allowing 10 minutes for question and answer. We're at a point now where we have basically one more week before we begin with oral presentation, so I think it's a good time at this point to stress and just focus again on what our main objective is when we present an oral defense. The objective is simply to present a set of questions, one question or two or three questions that relate to the problem, to the key point of our thesis paper, and in the results and discussions section to answer those questions. That's the key point. So make sure that at this point in your preparation, when you're putting together ideas in your slides and your PowerPoint presentation, that number one, you have included your research questions just before the method section. Number two, that those research questions are in fact being answered in your results and discussion section. Sometimes it happens where at the end of this whole process, we still are going back to our research questions to slightly modify, to tweak, maybe tighten our research questions to make sure that we are directly answering those questions. That's very important. Sometimes this might mean merging questions. Maybe you're combining two questions into one question. Maybe in some cases you're completely removing a question because at the end of the day, the question was not answered. You're going to focus instead on other questions. So those are all possible changes that you might be making. Now, at this point, we've already completed our thesis paper, so we're past the point of changing our research questions. But when we look at our PowerPoint presentation, make sure that you have included those questions in your presentation as one slide. Make sure those questions are identical to the questions that you included in your thesis paper. Make sure that the questions that you included in your PowerPoint, that you're addressing those questions in your theory, in your literature review, those 8 minutes or so that you're going to have to discuss the theory, make sure that you're presenting ideas in such a way that address the research questions. What do others, the other researchers, are they answering those same research questions that you're posing in your presentation? And then the second, again, making sure that in the results and discussion section that you include a clear heading that articulates the key point of each slide as you're progressing from idea to idea. Each slide should be about one main idea, a very specific point that relates to answering your research questions. And so what I do, and a lot of times I ask students to do this, is simply go back to one of the questions that you have in the slide, and then I ask them to go to the slide or slides in the theory that addresses that question, and then jump down to the results and discussion section to find the slide or slides that directly answer those questions. You can do this yourself as you prepare your ideas. Make sure you go question to question and you jump around your presentation to make sure that each of those questions are being answered, again, in terms of the theory and in terms of your own study at the end in the results and discussion section. Remember that when we're presenting our ideas, we want to triangulate the different data sources first, and typically we're going to be showing most of the evidence in the slides, okay? The direct quotes, results from questionnaires, results from any kind of stimulated recall, classroom observations, very important. A lot of the comments that I've been providing or the feedback that I've been providing to students has to relate to trying to be more specific in those classroom observations. What did you see? What did the teacher say in class? What did the students say in class? What did the teacher do in class? What did the students do in class specifically? Finally, make sure that the key terms, the key words that you've identified for your study, both in terms of the theory and also in your own presentation, that you are clearly defining what those terms are. If you have a term such as communicative strategies, are you defining what a communicative strategy is, and are you providing specific examples from the theory in your presentation? Are you showing direct evidence in your results and discussion section about what a communicative strategy is, or what are some examples that communicative strategies came up in your classroom observations, not only from the interviews, but specifically, what did you see in class that would be an example of a communicative strategy? Take each of the key terms that are appropriate for your study and look at each one of those in those terms. How are you defining it? And are you providing examples of that key term in your results and discussion section? I hope this helps, guys. This is just a focus on making sure that you're posing the questions, that they're very clear, that they're stated just before the method section, and that you're answering them very clearly, both in terms of the theory as well as your own study. This has been In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.